Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you might be joining us. Welcome to the Purpose and Beyond podcast. I'm your host, Kelly R. Jackson. Let's just get right into it as we always do. It's time for our word for the weekend. One verse, Exodus 14 and 14. How does that read in the New King James Version? It says it like this. The Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. The Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. How does that read in the New Living Translation? It says it like this. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. My brothers and my sisters, there are times where there are certain battles that we're facing and only God can handle it. Only God can fight it. Only God can deliver us. And then there are times where we are in certain things and God says, go ahead and do what I trained you to do. You can handle this. And the key for us is knowing when to do which. That is the key for you and I, to know when to get involved in the fight and when to stand back and let God fight for us. And it's so critical that we understand this because, you know, sometimes we put our hands on things that God doesn't want us to have our hands on. And then there are times where God wants us to get involved in the fight. And we, in fact, sit on our hands. And so it's important that we know when to do which. But I would suggest to you that if there's certain things that come along that we can just use, not just our spiritual sense, but our common sense. And we could say, you know what, if you could have fixed this, you would have already fixed it. In fact, there's a good chance if you could have fixed it, you probably would have kept yourself out of this trouble in the first place. And so there's certain things that come along and it's a hard battle. It's a challenging battle. And we keep trying to put our hands on it. We keep saying, how come this won't work out? How come this won't go the way that I want it to? And it may just be them one of those things that God has to do for you. You're facing something that God has to handle. And by the way, God has said he would handle. We see right here in the text on today that there are certain things that God says, if you just stand still, if you just let me do what I'm going to do, if you just let me be God, I'm going to make something happen. I'm going to make it happen in your favor. If you just let me be God in this moment in your life, you're going to find yourself delivered out of a problem that you couldn't even see your way out of. You're not even quite sure how you got here in the first place. If you just stand back and just let me be God and let me do what I'm going to do, I promise you that victory will be assured. But if you keep meddling when I told you to mind your business, if you keep putting your hands on things and I told you to take your hands off of, you're going to find yourself dealing with it over and over and over again. Let me say to you very quickly in this particular text that we see, you know, every now and then we like to make sure that we give you context for the text. You see in the book of Exodus here, you see these children of Israel and they've been delivered out of the hands of Pharaoh and they're facing the Red Sea and they're unsure about how they're going to get out of the situation because there's the Red Sea in front of them and Pharaoh's army is behind them. And I'm just a firm believer that every now and then God leads us to the place because, by the way, they were led to this place. I'm just a firm believer that every now and then God leads us to a place where we don't have any choice but to trust him. There's danger all around you, and you're actually boxed in. And God says, it's in this moment, you're going to have to trust me. Every now and then, God leads you to a place where there's no way out but through his hand. Not your hand, not your intellect, not your wisdom. The only way for you to get out of this is you to trust God. And trust that he will make a way out of no way, that he will fight this battle for you, and that he will, in fact, deliver you. That's what we children of Israel find themselves at in this moment, because again, a God has hardened the heart of Pharaoh. He sent his army after them. And it is so critical, because let me explain this to you very quickly before we run out of time on today. It's so critical because sometimes God has to box us in. What do you mean when you say that, Pastor? Sometimes God has to box us into certain places so that we can depend on him. Because if God doesn't box us in sometimes, we'll go back to the thing that had us bound. I shared a thought in my book, Where's My Change, where I talked about the fact that we need to understand what escape really means. Because sometimes we're missing the point. We're missing the fact that escape means to get away in order to go away. Which means that I'm going to get away from this place and I'm going to go away from this place and I'm never going to come back again. And sometimes we fail to understand what escape really means. Escape means that I don't want any parts of this anymore. And if I ever get out of here, I'm going to go away from this place and I'm going to never return. And then we fail to also understand that the best way to show our application from being delivered from a place, from being having escaped from a place, the best way to show our application is to never go back there again. Simply meaning that our absence is our application. The fact that you won't see me here again means that I've learned my lesson. And I just believe, y'all, that sometimes that we are trapped in places of pain. We're trapped in places of discomfort. We're trapped in places that God don't even want us to be in because we refuse to allow that absence to be application. And then God has to come along and he has to box us in and make it to where we have to depend on him because we are insistent on being back in bondage. And so this, my brother, my sister, again, deliverance, it's a strange thing. Deliverance doesn't always look like deliverance. Sometimes deliverance looks like God putting you in a place where there's an army behind you and there's a Red Sea in front of you. And there's nothing that you can do but wait on God. Sometimes deliverance is God putting you in a spot. Sometimes deliverance is God putting you in a place where you're uncomfortable, where you don't want to be in anymore. You keep saying, God, I want you to not have me in this place anymore. And God is saying, in this moment, if you want to be delivered, you're going to have to trust me. You can't tell me what you want. You can't tell me how to fix it. In this moment, you're going to have to stand still and watch me fight for you. It's in this text that we see God do something miraculous in the middle of a tight spot, in the middle of a space where people are sitting there and they're saying to themselves, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. I don't know when this pain is going to stop. I don't know when I'm going to be able to escape from here because there's an army behind me and there's a Red Sea in front of me. And God is saying, the only way for you to get out of this is to be still. And can I add something to it? And be quiet. The only way for you to get out of this is to stand still and hold your peace. Stand still and be calm, as the text says. The only way for you to get out of your pain and your misery sometimes, the only way for you to get out of your trouble and your travail, the only way for you to get out of the thing that's burdening you and that's weighing you down and that's got you crying and walking the floor all night long, it's not due to your intellect, it's not due to your wisdom, it's not due to any training that you have, it's not due to your friends, it's not due to your finance. Sometimes the only way for you to get your deliverance is to be still, be quiet, and let God be God. Stop fighting him through the process. Stop complaining about where you are because you can't see a way out. God says here, if you just be still, I'm going to fight for you. And before you know anything, and I'm done when I tell you this, you'll look up and God will have cleared a path for you. He will have made a way out of what seemed to be no way. But you got to be willing to take your hands off of it. Every now and then, God puts you in a place where you can't get out without him. And it's a reminder to us that we have to trust God and that we have to know that when he says he'll fight for you, he will fight for you. You may not know how you're going to get out of this trouble, but if you stand still and let God fight, and by the way, do it without murmuring and without complaining, just stand still and let God do what he's going to do and watch your deliverance happen. And when you get out of that place, my brother, my sister, don't you desire to go back into bondage? Don't you desire to go back to that place that God has delivered you from? You got to remember what it means to escape. You get away to go away. I pray that blesses you all on today. Let's stop right there. That's all the time we've got for our word for the weekend. I pray that you all were blessed by that. Very quickly, let me give you our tag as we always do. If you'd like to keep up with us, the best way to do that, check us out at the ministry's website, www.krjministries.org. Again, www.krjministries.org. If you'd like to purchase any of our written works, check us out at the publishing website, www.krjpublishing.com. Again, www.krjpublishing.com. www.thebrandonmiller.com. Wherever you listen to this podcast, we encourage you hit that subscribe button so that you know when new episodes become available. Wherever you're streaming us, we would love to have you be a subscriber to the Purpose and Beyond podcast. Share it on your social media timeline if you don't mind, and tell somebody if you've been blessed by the Purpose and Beyond podcast. We would definitely appreciate that. If you're watching this video on the Kelly R. Jackson Ministries YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button there as well. Again, we'd love to have you be a subscriber. That way you know when the Word for the Weekend videos are up and our Monday morning discipleship videos. Listen, if you'd like to become a patron of this podcast, you can do so by visiting www.patreon.com/purposeandbeyond. Check out the different levels of sponsorship that we offer, some as little as $5 per month. If you don't desire to do the Patreon thing and you want to sow in a more traditional way, you can go to that ministry's website, www.krjministries.org/donate, and you can donate to us there as well. And again, as little as $5 a month will be a blessing to this ministry, and we would definitely appreciate you for doing so. Again, we want to make sure that we invite you all to come to church with us each and every Sunday morning at For the Kingdom Christian Church, where I am the pastor. We stream our services every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern on our Facebook page. Find us by searching For the Kingdom Christian Church or at FTK Church. Or you can find our YouTube channel by searching For the Kingdom Christian Church. Subscribe there as well. And we would love to have you be in service with us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. If you're in the Detroit area, check out that Facebook page. You can find out where you can come by in person. We would love to see your face. That's all the time that we have for our Word for the Weekend podcast. I pray that you all were blessed by what we had to share on today. God bless you and God keep you is my prayer as always. And we'll see you all on next time. Be blessed.